deliberations underway in Minnesota. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The second trial related to George Floyd's death winding down. Fox's Jeff Manasso has this live.
Lisa, the fate of former Minneapolis police officers Tu Tao, J. Alexander King, and Thomas Lane, now in the hands of a jury in federal court in St. Paul. They're accused of violating George Floyd's civil rights, of failing to get Floyd medical help. Tao and King are also accused of failing to stop the now convicted Derek Chauvin during Floyd's arrest in 2020. U.S. District Judge Paul Magnuson telling jurors that they need to consider the evidence against each man separately and return separate verdicts for each count. The former officers who pled not guilty also face state charges in the case. Lisa.
Thanks, Jeff. Nearly 2 years after the botched police raid that killed Breonna Taylor in Kentucky, a jury is seated to hear the only criminal case against an officer related to her death. Now, former officer Brett Hankison charged with wanton endangerment for shooting through Taylor's apartment into her neighbor's home. The jury is expected to tour Taylor's apartment during the trial, and Hankison is expected to testify. Ominous signs in Ukraine where the Russian flag is no longer flying over the Russian embassy in Kyiv. Amid reports, Moscow is evacuating its diplomats from Ukraine. This after dozens of countries, including the U.S., announced sanctions over the Russian invasion so far of eastern Ukraine, which President Vladimir Putin considers independent.
We squeeze them simultaneously in London, in Paris, in New York at the same time. Unity, Mr. Speaker, is absolutely vital.
Sanctions, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson argues, will hit Putin where it hurts. The Russian leader still holding a door open to diplomatic efforts as Ukraine moves to implement a nationwide state of emergency. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Florida moves closer to preventing public school teachers from starting discussions about gay and transgender rights with young children.
Florida's State House of Representatives turned down a list of Democratic Party amendments to a bill aimed at keeping teachers from promoting LGBT issues in classrooms of kindergarten through fifth grade students. The full House will soon vote on it. If it becomes law, it would allow a parent to sue the school for holding the discussions in class. Democrats in the legislature say the bill is designed to oppress gay or transgender students by forcing them to be silent. The bill's supporters say it's meant to keep it out of the curriculum, but not prevent spontaneous discussions.
Fox's Evan Brown. A city law that bans police from pulling over drivers for low-level offenses is being challenged in court in Philadelphia, where the Lodge of the Fraternal Order of Police argues the city can't create a law that preempts existing state law on traffic violations. That city law is scheduled to take effect next week. A case of mistaken identity lands a California woman behind bars for a few weeks.
A nightmare for Bethany K. Farber.
It could happen to anyone.
She is suing the Los Angeles Police Department after spending 2 weeks in jail in April of last year. Farber was apprehended by TSA officers at LAX while on her way to fly to Mexico to meet her family for a vacation. They said there was a warrant for her arrest in Texas.
You have the wrong person. Please check. And they just said no.
Police were searching for Bethany Farber of Texas, wanted for property damage. Farber's attorney, Rodney Diggs.
And they could have, you know, checked the birth date, checked fingerprints, checked social security number. Ms. Farber had her passport on her at the time.
Her lawsuit seeks $2.5 million for emotional distress.
Fox's CJ Papa. City officials, LA police and airport police not commenting on pending litigation. Stocks turning lower after a positive start. The Dow's down 13 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.